You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you that's out there in radio land, to all of you that's on Cypress audience. Good morning to you. Guess what? Yes, she's right. It's about time for your miracle. Yes, the radio station WWBC 1510 on your AM dial has made it possible for me to connect with you by the way of the airways. Amen. Hallelujah. Coming through the radio airways. For your miracle, by the way, a Cypress audience is watching, for your miracle, it's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're facing, guess what? You're just in time. It's time for your miracle. I know God will do it. I know God can do it. Be not afraid. Come on. Be not afraid just to walk in it. Be not afraid just to state and claim what God has said over your life. Today is the day for your miracle. Right now, it's time for your miracle. Hold your head up high. Guess what? You're coming out, coming over, come across, coming through, and watch God do it for you. You just got to do what? Believe God. He's able to do it. See, above all, we think or ask. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Because why? He's still on the throne. No matter what it looks like. Good morning to all of you once again. We thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Tuning into this good radio broadcast this morning. This powerful radio broadcast this morning. This broadcast that will help you walk into your miracle. This broadcast will bring you to a place in God to trust Him. Praise God. This morning, thank God for all of you out there in radio land, Cypress audience, social media. Thank God for you tuning in again to the radio broadcast this morning. Again, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice. We will rejoice. We will be glad. We will be glad. We will be glad in it, in it, in it. No matter what we're facing in this day, we will rejoice in it. Come on. Hallelujah. Because we know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Those of you that can and will, bow your heads with me. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time that you allowed us to come together by the way of the radio station, WWBC 1510 on the AM dial. We thank you, God, how you allowed us to come by the way of social media. Even now, Father, we thank you that every need is met this morning. We thank you now, God, for those that are watching. We thank you for those that are listening. Father, we thank you right now, Father, that you're omnipresent and you're with them, Father, and you're going to bring them through. You're going to bring them out, Father. We thank you now, God, because you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, Father. And Father, we thank you this morning because we know that without you, we can't do nothing, God. But with you, God, we can do all things. It's made possible through you, Father. And we thank you today, Father God. We ask you for strength for those that are on the other side of the dial. We ask you for strength, peace, and joy right now that will come over their lives, Father, throughout today, God. And most of all, we pray now, God, that you touch the sick. God, we touch the sick. Let them say I'm healed. Touch those that are bound and set them free right now, Father. Touch somebody to bring them to the foot of the cross and say, what must I do to be saved right now? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning again to all of you. Good morning, Prophetess. Good morning, Sister Arlene. Good morning, Evangelist Harvey. Good morning to all of you that will be coming on. We thank God for you, you and you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you just tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. We do honor Lady Watkins. We honor our church mother, Mother Brown, and to the prophetess, amen, that's there at the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. To the evangelist, amen, that's there at the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. We thank God for you, you, and you, and the saints of God. Amen. That belongs to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. Thank God for all of you all. Listen, and thank God for Prophets Moses. Amen. Pastor Jamal. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all up there in the Alabama area. Praise God. And those that are watching up there that way. Amen. Radicals and believers. God bless you. The church family that way. Praise God. We thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is able to do a sin above all we think or ask. I want you to know you're in the middle of your miracle. You're not in the middle of a bad situation. You're in the middle of a miracle. God is finna do what? Let his voice be heard. Come on. God is finna what? Let his hand manifest. Come on here. And then what he's going to do, show and bring you out. Come on. Hallelujah. He's going to bring you out of it because he's working for your good. But what I need you to do, what I want you to do is well, hold fast to your faith. Hold fast to your faith. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Holding fast to your faith. See, because the enemy is cried, he has come to try to steal you. He has tried to come to steal your faith. Come on. Hallelujah. But thank God. Thank God. He prayed. Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan decided to sift you to have you as wheat. He said, but I pray for you that your faith will fail you not. See, guess what? While we yet going through this situation, we must believe God. We must hold fast to what God has already said, what God has already spoken. By why? Because he's going to do it. He's going to do it. Hallelujah. He didn't tell us when he was going to do it. Oh, he said he's going to do it. Come on. And as we need to walk in what God is already saying, praise God for his word. Amen. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. His word do not change because of what we're going through. Praise God. We must hold fast. Come on. We must hold fast to our faith. We must hold fast to our confession. We must hold fast to it because guess what? The enemy already know. If we start talking defeat, the enemy start already know. We start looking like we don't understand what the word says about the situation. He got us. So we got to go in. We got to go in holding fast to our faith. Come on. Because guess what? These are the words that the Lord God has spoken over you in the midst of what you're in. So hold fast, hold fast. Listen, I'm going to get right back to that. Oh, get ready, people of God. Announcement, get ready. We want to thank God for all of you that came down in the River Ever Beach and was down there with us. Praise God. Pastor Corey Jackson and Pastor Jackson in River Ever Beach on Friday night. Oh, God blessed us. Oh, God moved. Oh, we seen the power of God. We seen transformation by the Holy Ghost. People being transformed. People being healed. People being delivered and set free on Friday night down there. And I'm telling you, it was something down in the place. You just had to be there in the sanctuary. You just had to experience, come on here, what God had done and what God did in the midst of the congregation and for the leaders there. We thank God for you, all of you that came over. Pastor Robinson, oh, thank God for you. Pastor Chan, we thank God for you calling us and letting us know. Hallelujah. We praise God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And your church family, all everyone that came out. Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. Thank you. The Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. Thank you for showing up. Oh, they came in by the cars. Oh, they came in. Praise God. And we thank God for you all. Love you all dearly. God bless you. Bless you. Listen, get ready. Get ready. Come on. Get ready. What are you saying, Apostle? You're so excited. Yes, I'm holding on to my confession. I'm holding on to my faith. But y'all get ready. Get ready. The 11th through the 13th. Praise our God. I'm telling you, I know God is going to do something. It's a whole week. Yes, 11 through the 13th, whatever that is, the 11 through the 13th or 15th, something like that. Praise God. I got to look at it. But, oh, next week, it's going to be something in the Titusville area. It's going to be something in the Titusville area. You don't want to miss this revival. Praise God. The prophet is coming. She's coming, amen, all the way. She's coming all the way in from Alabama. Praise God. She's going to be here with us for a whole week. God has word in her mouth. God has put a word in her mouth for the body of Christ. Come over, come cross, come through. Be here with us, amen, in the revival at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Praise God. I know God's going to do a stirring. I know God's going to do a pulling down. I know God's going to do a shaping and a making. I know God's going to save, heal, and deliver. Hallelujah. We're so excited about what God is going to do in this revival. You don't want to miss it. Praise God. You don't want to miss it. Again, Prophetess Carissa Moses will be here with us a whole week. You don't want to miss this coming up. Come on, tell your neighbor. Tell a friend. Come on, invite somebody. Come on, come by the cars. Come by the buses. Come by the train load. Come by the plane load. Hallelujah. Come by skates. Come on, bicycles. However you come, get there. Catch the Uber. Come on, somebody break you back home. Come on, catch that and come be with us. Come be with us. Where at? Where you said the revival is going to be at? It's going to be at 1219 South Street. Right here in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. You don't want to miss this revival. We're looking forward to seeing you here. Amen. Being in the service with us right here. Amen. Thank God for putting it up. Amen. God bless you. I want you to know God is going to do a scene above all. We think of Acts. Amen. We're expecting miracles. We're expecting things to happen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we are holding fast to our faith and we know God is going to do it. We believe God and we take God at his word. Amen. Praise God. Yes, the revival again. It will take place on the 11th of this month. Next week, praise God. All the way from the 11th through the 15th, it will be something in Titusville. It will be something going on. It will be something happening. Miracles will be taking place. We're at 1219 South Street. Hallelujah. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. We look to see you. We want to see you there. We want to see you come up. We want to see you come out. We want to see you come through. Amen. And watch God do it. God bless you, Sister Tammy Kent. We want to see you. Come on, be with us in the revival. Come on and be with us. We're looking to see you. Come on. I want to meet some of these Facebook people that's on the Facebook. I want to see your face in the place. Come on. Because God has a miracle with your name on it. He has a miracle with your name on it. God bless you this morning to all of you. Again, we want to thank God for you. We want to thank God for you. Then we get a week to rest. We get a week to rest. We have got something going on at the Power of Faith all the time. We get a week to rest. Then we'll turn around and be in our church anniversary celebration. Oh, my God. The following week, after that, we get a week to rest. Then we'll turn around and we'll be in our church anniversary. Somebody said, that's Labor Day. Start Labor Day. Yes, start Labor Day week. Amen. We will be start our church anniversary that Monday night and going all the way to that Sunday. Come on, it's going to be something. We got speakers coming in every night. You don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, we have more information with it. You don't want to miss it. They're coming in. They're coming in. Hallelujah. Oh, they're coming in from Melbourne. They're coming in. Praise God. They're coming in from Jacksonville. We got them coming in from all the way. Hallelujah. Different places. God is going to do something in this celebration. Amen. How God has allowed the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple to be in existence upon his authority and his divine glory and power. And we're going to be celebrating how God has blessed us. We're going to look to see you in those services also. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Amen. So we want to get back, and we want to get back to what we were saying when we first came up. We want to hold fast. We want to hold fast. Amen. We want to remind you that Mother's Day is coming up. Amen. Mother's Day is coming up. And we say in advance, Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Those of you that are mothers, those of you that have been acting as mothers and taking care of being a mother that you are in the area that you are. We say Happy Mother's Day to you earlier in advance. Praise our God, because we know it's coming near. Amen. And we want to announce it, and we want to get you excited about for what is going to take place during Mother's Day. And we want to say happy birthday. Yes, thank you, Holy Ghost. Happy birthday to all of you that's celebrating a birthday anniversary this month. We want to say happy birthday to you. I had a chance on yesterday to go spend some time with Mrs. Elmore. Hallelujah. Miss Nancy Elmore. Those of you that know her in the Titusville area, God has blessed her. She turned 102 on yesterday. Amen. Praise God. And I'm telling you, it was a blessing. It was a privilege and an honor just to sit by her, just to hear her voice and how strong and vibrant she was and talking. And she said she didn't know that she would live that long, this long, she said, to be this age, 102. God has been great to her. God has been great to her. And we were sitting there yesterday along with her sister. Amen. Hallelujah. Miss Evelyn Bell. Those of you that know them, these are school teachers, pioneers of Titusville also. Amen. Hallelujah. And she's Miss Bell is 97. She's 97. God bless her. Coming in, she'll be 98 in July sometime. Oh, God has graced them. God has really graced them, and they look wonderful. Amen. We sit there celebrating with her sister on yesterday, and we thank God for them. We thank God for them, how God has gave them longevity life. Praise God. Those of you that know somebody is celebrating the birthday, amen, we thank God for them as well. Praise God. I want you to know this. Again, you got to hold fast to your faith. No matter what you're in, no matter what the enemy is saying, because the enemy is trying to discredit God's people. He's trying to discredit God's word, but he can't do it. When I say discredit God's people, discredit God's word, he's trying to say the word of God is none effect. The word of God is not working, because people say, well, I keep praying, ain't nothing happening. I'm praying, and then this happened. It don't supposed to happen that way. Come on. No, don't let the enemy shake your faith. Don't let the enemy shake your word life concerning that situation or that thing. What happened? God spoke it. He said it. He gonna bring it to pass. God created it. He gonna keep it. God did this. So we got to hold fast to what the word of the Lord is saying. In our situations, in the time that we're in, we got to hold fast to our faith and believe God, take God at his word. Come on. We can't be moved by what we see. We can't be moved by what we hear. We got to hold fast to our faith. We got to hold fast to our confession, because guess what? Your words is powerful. It's life in your words. Come on. It's strength in your word. It's peace in your word. Nobody's going to speak life over you but you. Come on. And those that are connected and walking in the word, they're going to speak life over you. Come on. Jesus said these words, I come that you may have life and do what? Have life more abundantly. So we got to hold on to what God is saying. We got to hold on to the faith of God. We got to hold on to and believe and trust and hope, because we're next in line for a miracle. As surely Caesar would say, we're next in line for a miracle. Come on. The line is not long as it has been. You're next in line for a miracle, but you got to hold fast to your faith. We got to keep on saying, God gonna do it. He has done it, and he will do it again. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. The only way it becomes too hard is when you make it hard, but it's not nothing too hard for God. Oh, God, with God, all things are possible, and things are going to happen. Things have happened. God has brought us out. God have healed us. Come on, he didn't have healed us. He have healed us. He have set us free. He have opened up doors. Come on, somebody. He have made ways out of no way. Come on, somebody. He have kept me. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. I like what the book of Jude says. Now unto him that is able to do what? Keep me from falling and present me faultless before the only wise God, my Savior, be dominion, his power now and forevermore. He's forevermore God. Hold fast to your faith. Hold fast to your confession. Praise God. Because the God I serve, I'm talking about my God, the God I serve, I know he's who he is in my life. I know he can do what he said he could do in my life. I know him as a keeper. I know him as a healer. I know him as a provider. I know him as everything I need him to be. So you got to hold fast to your confession. You got to hold fast to your faith. Come on, somebody, because he will. He will come, and he will do it. Praise God. He have done it from time and time again. According to the scripture where we're going to be reading, it power, the power of the power of faith. That's the name of our ministry. Power, power of faith. The power of faith. When you hold on to it, the power of faith, your faith, come on here, is going to be tested. Your faith is going to be tried. But you got to hold fast the power of faith. When you speak it in faith, when you speak this word in faith, the enemy is going to try to fight you. The enemy is going to try to tell you it's not done. The enemy is going to try to make you look at the circumstance. Because the scripture said we walk by faith and not by sight. He's going to try to make you grasp and try to make you hold on to the circumstance. Come on here, somebody, that you're looking at, the situation that you're looking at, what you're going through. Come on, there's nobody going through like this but you. It's nobody, everything is happening to you. Nothing is happening to everybody. He's trying to point out all the negative when you're holding fast to your faith. Come on, but you got to hold fast to your faith. Praise God. The enemy is always about on his job. The enemy is always about trying to thin and prove and try to make you look and try to make you look shame because you're standing on what God says. You're standing on what the word says. Come on. Hallelujah. You're losing it. Say, oh, you're losing it. Yo, no, because you're standing on the word. You're holding fast to your faith. Come on. I'm reminded here where we're going to be at. I'm going to jump around some bread right here. Praise God. Mark the 11th chapter. Mark the 11th chapter and commence here around about, say right here on the 12th verse. And it says, and on tomorrow, when they were come, hallelujah, to Bethany, he was hungry. Come on, seeing a fig tree, hallelujah, far off. He came to it. Listen to what he said. He came to it, heaven. He might hope he might find something, hoping he might find something on it. It was nothing on the fig tree. Therefore, and when he had came to it, he found nothing but leaves. Come on, hallelujah. But leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. It was not yet time for the figs, praise God. And here we go, the 14th verse says, and Jesus answered and said, Until it, no man shall eat figs here thereof forever. Come on, hallelujah. And his disciples heard it. Hallelujah. And his disciples heard it. Come on. The word of God is what it is. We don't heard it over. Greetings to you. God bless you. Evangelist Mara. We don't heard the word. It said, and his disciples heard it. Come on. And his disciples heard it. We have heard the word of God. We have heard the word of God from time, from years, from months and days. But are we putting it into action? Are we standing on it? Or we keep looking for a new word? We got the, he said, and his disciples heard it. Come on. And it says, and when they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went unto the temple. He went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold. Come on. That sold and throwed over the temple. And, oh my God, in the temple and throw over. Come on. He throw over tables and the money chambers. Come on. Hallelujah. That soul in the temple. He turned it over. So when you hear this, and this is the part we're going to go to, you got to hold fast to what God is doing in your life. You got to hold fast to what God is saying in your life. No matter what is going on, different things have been going on within the temple here. And this is the house of God. This is the way they begin to sell. But he went in and he turned over the money changers. He turned over the tables. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want you to get down here because you got to remember the disciples heard it. They heard the words that Jesus had spoken to the fig tree because there was nothing on it. When he came there, he's expecting us to hold fast to his word. This is what he's expecting us to hold fast to his word. I don't care what we're going through with. I don't care what we look like. It looked like he's expecting us to hold fast to his word because he's spoken it. And again, disciples heard it. And come on, let's go down here to the twentieth verse. And it says, and in the morning, as they passed by, come on here, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. Come on. We jumped out. We jumped to the 20th verse. Now, we was talking about, because they heard it. The disciples heard it. And again, it says, and in the morning, come on, oh, my God. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up. Come on. They saw it. They saw the hand of God. They heard the voice of God earlier. Now they see that. They saw the hand of God also when he turned over the money changers in the temple. Now they're seeing the hand of God already too. Praise God. Excuse me. It says, hallelujah, dried up from the root. The 21st verse says, and Peter what? And Peter calling to remembrance. Come on. Can you call into remembrance what God has said about your situation? Can you call into remembrance what God has spoken over your life, no matter what you're going through with? And Peter called into remembrance, saying unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou hast cursed is withered away. Oh, my God. It's withered away. You know, when you got a word from God, I don't care, the enemy would try to come in and try to siphon you, try to sip you, try to keep you in with that word. He would try to make you battle with that word, but that word come from the Lord. It came from the Lord. You got there, and Peter called it to remembrance. He called it to remembrance what he said. Jesus said earlier, no man shall eat. No man shall eat from forever. No man shall eat. Come on. Come on. No man shall eat figs from this forever. Come on. And his disciples heard it. That's the 14th verse. And Jesus answered and said unto it. What are you saying unto that thing that's plaguing you? Oh, I got to get on fire here. What are you saying to that thing, that situation? And Jesus said unto it, come on, no man shall eat figs thereof forever. Come on. And his disciples heard it. Now go back up here to the 21st verse. It says, and Peter called to remembrance, come on here, saying unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to hold fast. I got to slide up in this chair. Come on. You got to hold fast to the word of the Lord. Come on here. I don't care. You ain't got to hold fast to nobody else's word, but you better hold fast to the word of the Lord that's spoken over your life, because it's authority. It's a power in faith in what God says. Hallelujah. And Peter, they call it to remembrance. Again, I can't get over it. And Peter called it to remembrance. Come on here. Because he heard it. He heard what Jesus said earlier in that 14th verse. He heard it. And his disciples heard it. What are you hearing when you hear the word? What are you hearing now when you hear the word? What are you hearing when you heard a word that could fit your situation? Are you holding fast to what the word says? Are you looking at the circumstances of the situation? Are you letting the enemy tell you that it ain't going to work? You got to hold fast, because there's power in faith, and there's power in the words that the Lord have already spoken. He said, no man will eat of the figs from thereof. No man will eat figs from that tree. Why? because he cursed the fig tree. So that thing that's plaguing you, that thing that's trying to overtake you, that thing that's trying to destroy you, it's been cursed already because God has spoken it. Oh, my God. So you got to hold fast to what God has said. Come on. According to what Peter said, he called it to remembrance. Behold, master, behold the fig tree which thou have cursed has withered away. When God has said something, come on, it has withered away. Come on, when God has healed you, it's withered away. You're no more longer being plagued with that situation. You're no more longer being plagued with that circumstances. Why? Because he is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. And the 22nd verse says, and Jesus answered unto them, have faith in God. Oh, my God. You got to have the faith in God. Why? Because his word is powerful. You got to have the faith in God because he is who he say he is.